Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Family, today will be a show unlike any other. I can promise you, you are going to hear takes, content, and thought that you haven't seen on any other show thus far. Far end, that's James Jones, Super Bowl champ. To his right, the brilliant Joy Taylor. To my right, Eagles all-time rushing leader.
Do you see me?
LeSean, Shady McCoy. The whole world was watching, so let's not delay and get right to it. Caitlin Clark, she showed why she is the talk of the sports world. Family, if you had yet to watch a women's game, I'm glad you tuned in last night. And if you didn't, we're going to update you right now. 41 points, 12 dimes, 7 boards, 9 threes on 20 attempts. She put the whole team on her entire back. Shady, what I will simply say is this. If you the GOAT, you got to do what GOATs do, and that's what Caitlin Clark did. If you want to be considered the GOAT, you got to have GOAT-like performances. And Caitlin Clark had a GOAT-like performance. If we were to take Caitlin Clark off that team and take the LSU best player off that team, LSU's a better team. But GOATs do GOAT things. I remember Carmelo Anthony at Syracuse put the team on his back.
Yes, he did.
And that's why we consider in college basketball Carmelo Anthony one of the GOATs. In college football, I consider Cam Newton, I consider Vince Young GOATs. They put teams on their back, leading them to and winning titles. Caitlin Clark has yet to win one yet, but if you are going to be the GOAT, you got to do GOAT things. And yesterday, to make it to the Final Four, she did a GOAT-like thing, LeSean Shady McCoy. I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. What did Caitlin Clark prove to you?
Nothing. I told you, she is the GOAT. Well, she proved one thing to me, though, that all the college stars that we know all about, to me, she's the best one, right? And she ain't won a ring yet. And this is the reason why. You said something about Syracuse.
Yes, sir.
They had a short white point guard.
McNamara.
Right? McNamara is his name, right? And he's a Pennsylvania dude. I'm Pennsylvania. And we heard about him in high school. He's a little older than me, so I want to go check him out. I'm like, man, listen, man. Y'all not going to convince me that some little white dude is going to be all us brothers. And he did. When I watched last night, Caitlin Carrie Clark. I got to get it right. That's what she is. Beating all them girls from LSU, that showed me something, though, right? I think the respect part of it is like, yeah, she's a hell of a player, cool. But when I watched her beat all our sisters just like that, her versus them five, that's what it really was. Either she scored the points or she was assisting the points. It's coming through her.
Yeah.
By herself, I say this girl is special. When you talk about getting respect, that's respect. Any hood you grew up in, you see that, right? White dude come up there, he beat all the brothers in the hood. Yeah, he got respect. That's what she is. When I look at all the other superstars that played in college level, right? You talked about Breonna Stewart, who's a hell of a player, right? Phenomenal. Championships on chips on championships. But she did play at UConn.
Yep.
And what does UConn do? They get all the best players.
They do.
All the top recruits.
True.
They always want a winning system, right? Like Alabama in football. Who going to Iowa, though? Who going to Iowa? You see her teammates? And no disrespect to her teammates. Regular, though. Hard workers.
Regular
hard workers.
Blue collar.
Nothing special. That girl last night, Caitlin, is special. And we need to put her name with all the other greats. And I'm going to say it right now without no championships. Joy Taylor, you might not like it. She is the greatest.
The greatest.
Yeah. Sorry. You know why? This is the reason why, though. I got two reasons why.
Talk to me.
Three reasons why. She will beat everybody, no matter who it is. Tall, big, better than me. I'm talking about team-wise.
Okay.
LSU. I watched her beat South Carolina last year.
Yep.
Another thing is, when I look at the talent level, though, like, I haven't seen nobody play like this since Steph Curry. Have you? Let alone a female?
Hold on. Can I ask you something?
Oh, the girl different. Going? What's up?
With no championships, you're saying she's the greatest.
Yeah, man. You know why?
Why?
Because we can look at it differently, right? You may look at, okay, well, if a girl has so much accolades, she has those different rings and the championships, she got to be the greatest, right? Because she got stats and she got rings. But when I look at UConn, that's what they do. All the generation, they all win. They all have great players. All Americans, get all the top recruits. When you go to Iowa with regular girls and you are carrying them against a team like LSU, a team like South Carolina, who's bigger, who's faster, who's stronger, you get more credit than that. And that's for me.
Okay.
So I'm rolling with Caitlin Curry Clark as the best basketball player we've ever seen in female sports.
What
Let's get it.
Did she prove, Joy Taylor? Because so much was proven in yesterday's phenomenal performance.
I think she proved she can carry the team. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't want to diminish the performances the rest of the team had because Iowa played tremendous. Mm-hmm. Now, I agree with you. The talent level is not the same.
Oh, my God.
The size level, the physicality is not the same between Iowa and LSU. But they played great. And the reason that they played great is because she put them in great positions. Mm-hmm. Her passing was incredible, leading them down the court, half-court passes. Forget the shots that she was making, the presence that she had in the paint. She was special last night. She was... I don't want to get crazy. She was special last night.
Get crazy.
I'm going to push him down. I'm going to push him down until the next round. She was tremendous. I love that she avenged the championship game last year. I love that they avenged the championship game last year. I mean, we're going to talk about LSU in a minute. They did not play their best game. They did not look like the team that we expected them to look, which is a little unfortunate because I feel like it would have been more of a battle towards the end of the game, although they did drag those last couple seconds out. She was incredible. She made everybody better. And when we talk about all-time great players, that's always something we use to describe them. Mm-hmm. They make their teammates better.
Yeah.
Whether they're playing with great players, whether they're playing with average players, even when they're playing with bad players, they bring everyone up a level that they wouldn't be playing at if that person wasn't on the court. And that's what I saw from her last night.
Yeah, I'm with Shady on she did not prove anything. I'm not with him on the greatest, but she did not she did not prove anything. His sister's all over college basketball. Caitlin Clark been getting buckets like this and dropping assists like this all year long. She's third in NCAA basketball history in assists or something like that, dropping dimes. Mm. She's number one in points. She's been delivering like this all season long. So it's no surprise to me that she came out there and knocked down some threes, that she came out there and made her teammates better. This is what she does. That's why she's on all these commercials. That's why everybody's tuning in to watch her. They know she is going to deliver. She delivered last year, right? So nothing surprised me. Nobody in college basketball, I don't care what team you go to, can guard her, especially one-on-one. She is going to get a bucket. If she doesn't get a bucket, she's going to make her teammates better. That's what she showed us all year long. So when you ask me, what does she prove? It's absolutely nothing. I don't care who was on the basketball court. The girl can play. Mm-hmm. People got way more talent than Steph Curry. Steph Curry come running off these screens and getting buckets. When you talk about her, something to prove or what did she prove? Absolutely nothing. The girl's a walking bucket. She's a superstar basketball player. We tune in to watch her for a reason. And last night, all eyeballs was on her, and she went to work.
But don't you think the opponent mattered? The reason I'm,
of course,
not surprised, but I am to some degree surprised, is if you would have said Caitlin gonna drop 41 against Kim Mulkey, one of the greatest women's coaches of the generation, if you're gonna say she's gonna drop 41 with Fauje on the court, with Van Lathe on the court, with Angel Reese on the court, I would have been like, nah, I don't see it.
But
I mean, because last year she did play well.
Yeah.
But she had 30-8.
But as you sit here today, are you surprised?
I'm not surprised, but I am like, that shouldn't have happened.
I would say this, I'm not surprised, but I am surprised how she controlled the game. Like, they was winning at halftime. I'm like, okay, all right, cool, right? I see a team that has way more talent, right? They're throwing the ball in the post. They get easy buckets. When I see Caitlin kind of making hard shots. At third quarter, he rolled off, said, yo, she's controlling the game. And I was surprised to see that how she dominated them girls from LSU, because LSU, easily a better team.
I agree.
And she dominated them girls.
She did.
And early on, we did see her struggle.
Yeah.
Like, early on, that's when I was like, oh, this might go the way Shady thought it was going to go, right? LSU has such a better team. I was like, early on, I was like, you know what? This ain't going to go Caitlin Clark's way. Kudos to her. But here is the conversation,
ooh,
America.
I can't wait.
That I will preemptively not apologize for.
Pop it off, Acho.
But I will preemptively let you all know to turn your volumes up, get comfortable in your seats, because we're about to go there. Play the sound.
Let's get to it.
I just try to stand strong. Like, I've been through so much. I've seen so much. I've been attacked so many times. death threats. I've been sexualized. I've been threatened. I've been so many things, and I've stood strong every single time. And I just try to stand strong for my teammates because I don't want them to see me down and, like, not be there for them. So I just want them to always just know, like, I'm still a human. Like, all this has happened since I won the national championship, and I said the other day, I haven't had peace since then.
I felt some type of way about that. I felt some type of way. And here's what I am about to do. I'm about to give a gender-neutral, racially indifferent take. Now, if you want to say, well, Acho, cater your take based upon gender, Acho, cater your take based upon race, I will understand that. But I'm about to give a gender-neutral, racially indifferent take. Angel Reese, you can't beat a big bad wolf, but then kind of cry like Courage the Cowardly Dog. Mm. Because if you want to act grown, which she has, if you want to get paid like you grown, which you are, if you want to talk to grown folks like you grown, which you did post-game when you told a coach for an opposing team, watch your mouth. If you want to tell people get your money up, then post-game when you take an L, you just got to take it on the chin. Nobody mourns when the villain catches an L. And Angel Reese, you have self-proclaimed to be the villain. Shout out to you because you were the second best basketball player on the court and it was not close. Outside of Caitlin Clark, it was you. 17-20, dog, showed up, biggest game, second biggest game of your career, absolute dog. But you can't under any circumstance go to the podium and now try to ask for individuals to give you sympathy. No one has sympathy for the villain. Mm-hmm. You painted the bullseye on your back. Why are you surprised when people shoot at you? Mm-hmm. So if you want to act grown, if you want to pose grown, if you want to talk grown, if you want to talk to grown folks grown, then you got to take the L like you grown. Because what frustrated me is when you want to be the villain, but you want to hope for sympathy like a hero. No villains in any sports get that kind of sympathy. Whether it was Richard Sherman in his prime, whether it was Baker Mayfield in college, whether it was Steve Smith, whether it was Aqib Talib, whether it's Draymond Green, if you want to be the villain, you're going to have to take it like a villain. So the only thing I didn't like, because Angel Reese's performance, it was phenomenal. But post-game, when you go to the podium and now you want sympathy, where was sympathy for all of those who you exposed your villainous towards? I don't know. That's where I was at, Shane.
No, listen, I agree with you. Now, she is young. She's a young girl, and she's growing to her adult age, so I get that. But this is a lesson, though, because you can't beat on your chest. You the villain. You the big bag wolf, right, like you've been doing. I watched games you played last year and this year. You taunting the fans. You girls get fouled out. You waving them by, right? You accepting that role, and I love that. I was like, yeah. Listen, you holding it down. I like that. But then when you lose, you act like that. The tears? Give me a tissue. No. It's a thing they call 10 toes down. If you gonna act a certain way and you gonna talk out and you gonna be big and bad, right? And you gonna have a voice of your own and you don't care who you offend or what you say. That's what it is. It got to be the same way when you lose. I couldn't believe she had the interview. Yeah. I couldn't believe she was saying that. Because I watched her taunt these girls. I watched her with Caitlin. All this, right? Made it a big deal. Big deal. Well, she could do it. Why can't I do it? It was like, okay, cool. Right. Right? You talk about how everybody, you're not scared of nobody. In the press conference, you talk about how LSU, y'all the dogs. Everybody don't like y'all. Y'all the victims, right? Or not the victims, the villains. And then you cry like that. I didn't like that, though. Because everybody I know that plays that victim role, they stand on it. Yeah. It is what it is. We might not like Dylan Brooks, right?
But he's going to stand on it.
But Draymond Green, he do a lot of stuff that I don't even agree with. But one thing about him, yeah, I did it. This is me. Mm. That crowd was crazy. Like, come on.
Joy, cannot wait for this.
I'll say this. I really enjoy villains. Mm-hmm. I like villains. Mm-hmm. I like villains more than most. But why is she a villain? Because of what she does on the court?
She said she was.
Who made her the villain?
She said she was the villain.
Self-proclaimed.
Who made her the villain? Because someone made her the villain, and it wasn't her. She was being herself and bragging the same way that all athletes brag when they win, when they hit a big shot, when they do this. I've seen it a million times. Yeah. But we don't talk about them the way that we talk about Angel Reese. Mm. So it's very easy to say that we're just going to eliminate the fact that she is a young girl and eliminate the fact that she is a black girl and eliminate the fact that she's an unapologetic black girl. We could take all that out. I love playing the we don't see color game. We don't see gender game. Let's do that. Do we talk about men who brag after winning or hitting a big shot the way that we talk about Angel Reese? I'll clear it up for you. We don't. We don't do segments about that because it's very common. We're used to seeing it. It's absorbed differently. Mm-hmm. There's an expectation of how Angel Reese is supposed to act. The reason we know that is because of the reaction that we got from her. And when she did that to Caitlin Clark last year, people didn't like it. Men do that all the time. Joe Burrow, we could pull up so many clips of men doing this, this, and this, and this, and this.
What about the more taunt to other players, though?
All men do this. These players do it. We don't have enough time to do these segments. We will be here for the rest of our lives.
We don't have enough time
to pull up all the clips of all the men.
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying it. So everybody, you are right. Everybody shows up, showboats and all that, right?
Oh.
But there's certain type of players, right, that get a different rap, like a Dylan Brooks, because he does extra stuff. A dude like Draymond Green, he does extra stuff.
What do they do that's extra? What do they do that's extra?
Taunting, being
Draymond
a bully.
Green before the game, staring at you, just doing that, you know, getting
yeah, just that's like all the antics you doing. Like, everybody don't do that. Like, the Dame thing, that's cool, but he ain't losing and saying this and saying that and making it a big deal. Everybody don't do that. She does. And that's, I'm not mad that she does that. I'm with that. Like, yo, if I play basketball, I would be that type of guy. On your face, talking trash, you lose, L, but I would do that. But my thing is, once I lose, I can't go do the victim and crying and all that.
I will say this. We ask for a lot of authenticity from players.
Mm-hmm.
We ask for the real. We ask for emotions. We ask for interviews. We ask for not the cans. Yeah, congrats to Caitlin Clark in Iowa. I'm going to make my decision next year. Appreciate you all coming out. We just didn't play our best today. You know, we could have been better. We didn't play our best today. We could have on to Cincinnati, yeah. Right? We don't like that, right? We want the real. We want the interviews. We want the authenticity. We want the emotion. But then when we get that, don't do that. Don't do that. Be the person that we've put you up here to be. Be the person that someone else said you were because you gloated, because you did something that men do all the time. What I'm trying to say is she didn't make herself the villain. She showed up unapologetically herself in the same way that men do all the time.
But that's everybody,
every Tuesday night in January. No, they don't. They don't get the same thing, and that's why she's in this position.
But we don't have issue with that. I don't.
What?
Shady doesn't. I don't either.
I don't have issue with her doing what all the men do all the time. No issue at all. Showing
you
up unapologetically hurt.
But the reason this game is billed the way that it was, the reason that we talk about Angel Reese the way that we do is because of the reaction to what happened in last year's national championship game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why did that reaction happen? So what I'm saying is we all love villains, but sometimes, especially young people, don't realize what comes with being the villain.
That part.
And yeah. that is a real thing. And so to say that we do this all equally, we don't. What Angel Reese experiences is not the same thing as what everyone is experiencing.
For better and for worse. That's my thing.
What her experience is, what she's talking about, right, is not the same experience that everyone has. Everyone has what happened to her.
We don't know.
Name me some
athletes that are not outspoken that people don't make them.
She is talking about her experience.
But what I'm saying is she has experienced
since that game.
Yeah, that's how it works.
What was put onto her because she's an unapologetic black female athlete and she stepped into that not knowing everything that comes with it.
So let's just talk about that. What you just said, right?
Okay.
Unapologetic and a voice and all that. Most athletes like that, most people don't like. They're making the victim.
Yeah.
Like Muhammad Ali, right? Like Floyd Mayweather. They don't like them though, right? But they're not singing the sad story when they don't go well. That's what I'm saying.
That's all.
What I'm saying, stand on it. Yeah, listen, I'm everything you just said. I do everything you just talked about, cool. But then when things don't go right and you're not winning and you're not smiling, you're not putting your hand, take the good with the bad, take the bad with the good. That's all I'm saying.
No, that's what we want. Because what she's talking about is her genuine experience.
James,
so first off, right, let's just go back, right? Because even when she did this, it was
people. No, Caitlin did that.
Yes.
She did this.
To a whole other
Caitlin
team.
Caitlin was doing this.
But Angel Reese
and
did that.
And that's Ben doing
it. Beat him, though.
Yes.
Angel Reese did that
yeah,
to Caitlin.
To Caitlin because Caitlin was doing it.
Absolutely. So when she did that, we had a whole conversation of, man, she shouldn't be doing that. And then we had the whole conversation of, if a man did that, it would. So for me, number one, when you did that, you brought all this attention to yourself. Which is cool. Angel Reese has been a blessing to girls basketball. People tune in to girls basketball to watch her. And she's brought a lot of eyes to women's basketball. Number one, by the way she plays, but number two, by the way she's been acting.
It's more of that.
And when you act like that, number one, people want to see you lose.
True.
Correct.
When
True.
You act like that, it's Come some on. People that want to see you win, but most of the people want to see you lose.
Thank you.
I think about the Floyd Mayweathers. You were going to pay for his fight, but 90% of the people are paying for the fight to see him lose.
Thank you.
Because the way he talked in interviews, because the way he showboated in the ring, all of that, people wanted to see Floyd lose. So for me, Angel Reese has done so much for the game of basketball. but you have brought a lot of attention on yourself. After this game, if they would have won, ooh, she would not have came out and been crying at the podium like this. So for me, I feel like
what
you feeling, I don't care about you sharing it with the public. I just think this wasn't the right time because you've been such the villain. You can't jump up there right after the game and do this. Now, if you would have waited a couple weeks or whatever or did that with your teammates, your coach or whatever, that's all good. But you cannot be the super villain, like they are saying, giving people L's, waving people bye-bye, because you have brought that. You said in your own interviews, we dogs over here. This is how we do it in LSU.
We share nobody,
they do it in TikToks. They do it in all that. And I'm for it. But you got to be able to accept the criticism that comes with, especially after you lose a game.
I think all the attention that she's really getting is from the things that she's doing outside of basketball.
She's a baller, because, though.
I mean, I hear you, right? Yeah. But if I talked about Caitlin or I talked about Juju, her day games is on another level where they're going to do their own talk. So they got the same attention from their game compared to Angel Reese. And more of hers is just the stuff that she's doing. Because I think she's a good player. I don't think she's nothing special like them other girls. Can we all agree on that?
She ain't Juju or Caitlin.
Ain't even close. But what I'm saying, but she got the same amount of hype. Then why you think that
Maybe
is?
Maybe more.
You get what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying about her. And I will say this, though. So I don't know if we got another block or not, but can we go to that coach, the head coach? Or are we waiting to that?
Wait, we'll get there.
Okay.
There's a lot to consider. There's a lot to consider because there is a racial component. There's a gender component. There's an age component. I think that Angel has to deal with things that other people that don't look like her, aren't the same gender as her, and aren't the same age as her, have to deal with. My only point of tension really lies with, like, you have to take the good with the bad. I think criticism is the cost of praise. And if you are going to get $1.7 million from NIL, if you're going to get the cover of a Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition, if you are going to get a free car here and a private jet there, then, like, you getting all this stuff, bad's going to come with it. In all of our lives sitting up at this desk, all of our lives, we've all gotten a lot of good. We all have a lot of bad. So to see the kind of trying to play the victim at the end, I was just like, you can't do that.
We just gotta keep the same energy. I mean, James is 40 today. I'm 37 years old.
33.
I'm in my 30s.
Yeah. I've been doing this in some capacity since 2007, almost 20 years. I did it before social media. I know everything that I say, how people are going to react to it. I can predict it almost to a dime. If I post something, if our show posts something, I know what the comments are going to be. I'm prepared for that. And that doesn't make it any easier. When I talk about some of my experiences to people, they can't believe the things I'm saying. They cannot believe the things that I experience. And I don't talk about them because I am unapologetic and brash and I stand on what I say and I get it. But this is a young person. If we want to take all the racial and gender components and all that out of it, this is a young person.
I got a question
for you. Is it weak or is she having a new experience? And I hear you. It's great to brag and then stand on it. But everyone didn't assign themselves the villain role. I assigned myself the villain role. I knew when I stepped into this space that people weren't going to like me. I take it as a badge of honor if I say something that people don't like, because that means I'm moving you. I'm supposed to talk for a living. I should say things that are compelling and everyone shouldn't agree with you. All I'm saying is, if we want authenticity, we cannot then immediately persecute it. You can say that you don't like that she didn't take the L the way that you like. But what this would have taught her, this would have taught me as a young person, cool. You're going to get exactly what I give you. You're going to get the bare minimum from here on. Because if I'm honest about my experience, which, by the way, everyone is not having Angel Reese's experience. Angel Reese is different than Juju. Angel Reese is different than Caitlin Clark. Angel Reese has experienced different things in the public space than other people have. Do your research. Yeah. She has.
Correct.
She
has a different approach, too, though.
I got a question for you, though, Joy, because here's the other thing I don't like in general, not just about this situation. I'm sure maybe you all have dealt with it. We've all been in our teens, and we want to talk to our parents like we grown. What you mean, Pops? I'm grown. What you mean, Mom? I'm grown. But then we start crying like a little kid, like a little boy, like a little girl. The issue, she is young, Joy, but if you want to act grown, like our parents used to say, I'ma treat you like you grown. Yeah. Because when she was talking after they beat, I think it was UCLA, maybe the game before, talking to a coach, America, in the line post game. Hey, watch your mouth. The LSU coach had to hold back Angel Reese because Angel Reese was talking to a coach. You saw the comments online. People were like, yo, respect your elders, respect your elders. The comments said, well, Angel's grown. If you want to act grown, if you want to talk grown, you want to talk to grown folk like you grown, you want to get paid like you grown, you want to do everything like you grown, I can't now, Joy. It would be irresponsible of me to now be like, oh, but she's not grown, though, but she's young.
So it's irresponsible to apply reason that you have to a situation?
What's irresponsible, I think, is to try to prepare Angel Reese for a world that doesn't exist.
Why is it our responsibility to prepare her?
It's my responsibility to at least talk from a nuanced perspective.
Your responsibility is to give your honest opinion. My honest opinion is I'm a little disturbed by the reaction that I see to Angel Reese on every level about everything that she does. I love that she's unapologetic. I love that she's authentic. I love that she shows emotion. I love that she had this moment where she explained that even though she's in this villain space, even though she's dealing with all these things and she is talking loud and she is being unapologetic, and she knows that there's so many young girls that see themselves in her, that they don't see themselves in Juju, that they don't see themselves in Caitlin Clark. And y'all know what I'm saying.
Can I ask a question? I just want to ask you quick, because you defend it, and I get it, because you are right, right? You have the opportunity to defend yourself however you want, all right, and express herself. I get that. But my thing is, when she does these different antics and you know, comments and things she says, or she's playing the team, right, and she's taunting them or telling the coach, watch your mouth and this and that, you don't think that she thinks that there's going to be a reaction from this? Like, people going to make a reaction? Because she's a big star now, though, right?
I don't think she's thinking of it that much.
She said on TV, she said, yo, ever since I won the championship game, I've been dealing with so much. So my thing is, when you do things, and I've been young, right, and I get it, we don't think as much, but if I'm a big guy in Pittsburgh, University of Pittsburgh, where I went to school at, and I was the main guy there, if I would do something, right, this ain't even the social media era, it was going to surface eventually, like, oh, Shady did this, she did that. So she's a bigger star than I ever was in college. So I'm telling you, it's like, if I do things, right, and it's always cameras, everything rolling, and I'm saying different things, and I'm showing different gestures, she knows there's going to be a reaction from it, because that's what made her a big star. Yeah. So my thing is, if you're doing that, these are the consequences you get. You can't go barking and doing all this stuff, and then when stuff hits the fans, like, oh, I'm sad, and I'm emotional, I've been going through. That's part of it. That's part of being a villain.
And we all know life is not fair. And for me, I can't really sit up here and think about too many people that got labeled as villains that didn't give us no ammo.
Thank you.
She has given people ammo to kind of label her as that. Is it right? No. Is it wrong? No. Who knows? But she has given people ammo to do that and label her as that. Right? I have kids. All right? One of them's 12, about to be 13. I'm ready to wring his neck every day. Right? He just by the way he looked. But I tell him, if you want to stay up at night with the big dogs, don't be tired for school. Mm-hmm. If you want to eat everything you want to eat, don't tell me your stomach hurt. So it's stuff that comes with you trying to be a big dog. Angel Reese brought a lot of this on herself. This was going to happen. You were going to lose a game. This was going to happen. My only thing with it is, you never got up there after the podium after a win and said this. This is an emotional reaction of a very young woman, right, that I'm not surprised that nothing like this happened, but she cannot be surprised at everything that's coming with it. Strictly because she has really bought in to that role. It's every single game Angel Reese going to give us something. She's going to ball, but it's every single game she is going to give us something.
True.
And she brought that on herself.
And she been like that. If you really do your homework on her, though, she always been fiery.
You should be playing a competitive sport.
But everybody's not like that. Even in high school, though, she took on this victim role in everybody's face, right? And I love that, though. Talking trash, right, to the fans, to the players, to the coaches. She been on that level, though. So now all we did was just put her on a bigger scale, right, a bigger platform. Now we on college. Now we LSU. Now we win the championships, we doing it. So my thing is, like, you've been on that road. Like, myself, I've always been really the same person. I always talk trash. That's always been me. So I know what comes along with that. At 15 to 35 to whatever, I know that comes along with it. So when I look at her, I look at a young black girl that is successful, is playing well, is doing well, but she has that fire in her. And she takes on that role. So all I'm saying is, you don't carry that role from near all the way to here. Keep the same energy when things don't go well. That's all I'm saying.
And we need the Angel Reese's in basketball.
Yeah.
Have to. You need them in sports.
You need her.
You need them in sports.
And we talk more about her like she is at, like she's playing the game like Caitlin Curry Clark or Juju Watkins. Mm-hmm. That's how we talk about her. She is Maya Moore. Last story, I'm done with it. When I first started really watching her play, I've kept hearing her name. I'm like, God, they talk to her like she's Candace Parker. Let me check her out. Then I watch her, she's good. She ain't nowhere near that type of Candace Parker, right? Where's all the hype come from? Then as I start following her, I start, oh, this is why. All the things she does along with playing basketball, the attitude, the talking, like all that feeds into her character of being a star. So some of that is, I guess I'm going to say half of that is basketball, actually her playing the game, her talent level and all that. And then the other half is how she acts. That's why she gets the villain and all that. Compared to other people that are different, you are a character of the game, right? Some players are going to be who they are because of who they are. And that's who she is.
Final thought.
I just think that being a villain sounds easier than it is.
It is.
It sounds easy. And being a certain type of villain is harder than it is. Like, there's villains are not all created equal. No, you're going to deal with different things depending on who you are. And I also think she didn't assign herself the villain role. People gave that to her because of how she reacted to winning a national championship game, which is how a lot of people react when they are fiery players. People reacted badly to her taunting Caitlin Clark last year. She didn't put herself in this villain role. I can think of, for example, and in no way am I comparing her to LeBron James, so everyone just take a deep breath. LeBron James is not good in the villain role. He was in Miami, and they were the villains. Mm-hmm. It didn't suit him. That's not who he is. Now, LeBron will taunt. LeBron will talk trash. LeBron will get in somebody's face. LeBron will get into it.
They ain't the same.
That's not what I'm saying.
But I'm talking about that. They gave LeBron the villain role. LeBron's the nicest guy ever.
Of course.
But when I look at her, it looks like she embraces that role. Because
did she become a villain? When was the origin story,
In high school when she was doing all these things.
We weren't talking about her in high school in the show.
I think when she showboated to Caitlin Clark.
Which because is something to me, that happens on that. Every but Tuesday that, and January.
And I think after it materialized, because I do think, Joy, there's nuance in the sense of, like, when Dame does Dame time, he don't do Dame time in the face
doing that.
Of an
I'm
opponent.
Not doing, this is what I'm not going to do. We're not going to pretend like men don't get in each other's faces. Like
they do. They
like,
do.
Men don't do this. Like,
they
men don't do. This
but they
night.
Become.
Do it.
But they become the villain. Because
every player does that. We can find footage of every single player doing this. We can find footage of guys that we wouldn't even dare to call dogs.
You're right.
Doing
she's
this.
Right. She's
so
right.
That's not what it's about. It's about the fact that she did it to Caitlin Clark on a big stage, and it's Angel Reese. Well, all I'm saying is maybe she didn't. Ask to be the villain. Maybe she didn't ask that, and she had to step into that because that's what the public said she was.
If I said that in her high school league, right, she was considered a villain in that league, would you believe that?
I would, but we
okay,
don't
hold
talk,
on,
we're
on,
not
whoa,
talking about
do you see what I'm saying? It's bigger.
High school basketball.
Hold on, listen, what I'm saying. Just 1 second, though. You said you would believe that, right? Okay, so then she moves up in life, right? She's at another level.
Maryland.
If I said in that league, in that team or whatever, was she the villain, you would say yes, correct?
Yes.
So what I'm saying is bigger than y'all talking about the platform now. The only difference is that it's a platform for the world to see.
That is everything.
But what I'm saying is if you've been the victim in this little league, right? And then you get bigger in life and you're villain in this league, now you get to a big platform where the world can see you
still
at. You still are the same person. That's what I'm saying.
I hear you, but the reactions are not the same. And as a young person, maybe you don't know all that comes with it.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, James, you said something very poignant earlier. I think, and I'm going to think on this during the commercial break, I don't know too many people who have been made to be a villain without contributing at all.
Of course.
That's all I'm saying, George. Like, we can't sit here and act like she was just chilling,
right,
playing basketball, minding her business, dropping 20
hey, girls.
Like,
I'm just saying,
she contributed.
We just are not going to keep the same energy for the next player that does this. We're not. We're not going to do it. And there's you talk about nuance, there's reasons why.
So, but my thing is I don't care about her doing it.
I love
I'm
it.
All good.
I love it when she do it.
Competing. You're right, Joy. Dudes do it 24/7.
Right.
I wasn't a trash talker like Shady. Richard Sherman used to trash talk me, bro. Chill out. That was him. That's not me. So I don't care if you're trash talking. I don't care if you're throwing up L's. I don't care if you're telling the coaches, keep my name out your mouth or watch your mouth. I don't care about none of that.
When you
just
lose.
Just embrace it.
That's all I'm saying.
When you lose.
What I'm saying is the season's over, right? Her career in college basketball might be over. And what she dealt with because what she did, the same thing that the men do, the men aren't dealing with the reaction that she's getting. The men aren't getting death threats. The men aren't getting sexualized.
Come on, I don't know that part. No. Death threats. I know that.
Yeah, I can't talk about sexual. But like,
yeah. But death threats, though, I mean,
yeah,
we've all been
there.
In
the worst way. In the worst.
Yeah.
I've gotten death threats.
Are we gonna struggle compete right now?
No. What I don't like tolerating is just acting as though she's the first person to ever traverse the sports world that's dealt with conflict
no,
at a high level.
She's the first. Yeah. What I'm saying is perhaps there's a chance that what she's dealing with is a bit more unique. And by perhaps, I mean she is dealing with something that's more unique. We know what she's dealing with. It's not, it doesn't.
That's what she said.
Okay.
She's dealing with the L, though. That's what she's definitely dealing with. She's dealing with the L, though.
That's how you finish it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
That didn't happen. That didn't happen, though.
When we return, the Packers, should
go
they
pack, go.
Make a move to Jordan Love, signing him to an extension?
That man is money.
James Jones, glad you're here so you can weigh in on this one. Don't forget, check us out every day, Fox Sports Channel, Sirius XM.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Okay, to the NFL. Jordan Love had a standout first season as the Packers starting quarterback, leading them to a playoff win. But he's eligible for a big extension in May. However, an article says Green Bay should make him prove it for another full season. Keep in mind, Jordan Love had to sit on the bench for 3 years behind Aaron Rodgers. He finally starts in his fourth year, leads the Packers to the playoffs. They beat the Dallas Cowboys. When the Cowboys had won 15 straight games at home, Cowboys had to win it. They couldn't do it because Jordan Love. James Jones, you are the... Yeah. 8-year receiver for the Green Bay Packers, 9-year NFL veteran. You won a Super Bowl with the Packers. Nobody better to hear from regarding this topic than you. So should the Packers make Jordan Love prove it again or pay him ahead of
time?
Don't
be biased either, be honest.
Give Jordan Love that money. Give Jordan Love that money. I watched Jordan Love very, very closely the whole season. You're going to have your ups and downs, as he did, but he is a superstar.
Yes.
Pay that man like a superstar. We're talking about this man finishing the season 6-2, 18 touchdowns, 1 interception. Mm. The man is an absolute baller. Pay him his money, because if you don't pay him his money, you know what's going to happen, Acho? Price going to go up, because he's going to come into this season and ball. His young receivers are getting older. They are going to be better. They did a bunch of stuff on defense. His defense is going to be better. He's a really good player. There's no throw that Jordan Love cannot make. The young fella earned his money. Pay him like that. It's too many quarterbacks getting paid. That's not Jordan Love. And I ain't going to name them, but they do not have what Jordan Love has. Jordan Love took this team to the divisional round in the playoffs. He played at a high level to finish the season. There's nothing else to see but a check in his locker.
I mean, it's pretty simple to me. Do you think Jordan Love is the guy?
Yes.
I think he's the guy. So then get it done as soon as humanly possible, because yesterday's price is not today's price. Mm-hmm. And you can run this out, and it can get way more expensive. Ask the Dallas Cowboys about paying your quarterback a little bit too late. What is the point? They're not going to get some free agent in Green Bay. This was the point. This is always a thing when it comes to paying young quarterbacks. Isn't the point to draft and develop a quarterback then you pay? Mm-hmm. Did you not budget for this? Like, you got married, you had the kids, and now it's time to buy the house. Like, oh, well, we didn't know we were going to need a house. Well, that's the point. Like, this is part of the process. Like, this should be a check that you want to write. This is an exciting check to write. You want to get this. He's the franchise quarterback. He's proven that. There's no point in stretching this out another year. You could franchise tag him. Why are you going to play those games? The sooner that you pay him, the more you can save, the more flexibility you have. It makes no sense but to pay him.
I would pay him. He's that good. He's that young. You know, it's funny. Matt LaFleur, he said his first year starting, he was like, we're not expecting Aaron Rodgers. We're not expecting that. Just want to go in there and have a good season. Mm-hmm. Right? And people like, is he confident in him? Does he not believe in him? Yeah. He's just being honest. But now you've seen him play. You see his potential. And he might not be the A-Rod, but he is something close, right? You go from Brett, you go to A-Rod. Now you got Jordan Love. And that Jordan Love, it looks like it's going to work. No, I would pay him, because Jordan just said it best. Today's price is not yesterday's price. And it's going to get higher. And I love for when quarterbacks get paid, right, as an offensive player, as a teammate, right, offense or defense, you feel more at home. Okay, boom, we got our quarterback. Yep. Now we can build our team. Your roster, you can put more wide receivers for him. You could get some guys on defense, some offensive linemen. You could put a structure on your team, because you know what you want to do. You want to have a quarterback, a franchise guy that you could play with. So I would pay him. And he's that good. I mean, God, they beat the Cowboys on the road, the youngest team in football, in the playoffs. Right, where everybody had them as the underdog. I mean, even I picked the Cowboys. Like, money picked the Cowboys. So I'll just say this. Quarterback like that, you keep him because you can build with him.
Speaking of building a team, the Jets have done a lot to build theirs, adding a future Hall of Fame left tackle, a new right tackle, one of the best pass rushers in football. Are we back on Aaron Rodgers and the Jets bandwagon? Can he get another Super Bowl before he gets gone from the NFL? A great conversation up next on Speak.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Did you know that I led my decade in rushing
29 to 2019? Can I get that fact checked, please?
Dave, do you think that Shady led his decade in rushing?
You seen the work I put in? You was there on Thanksgiving in Dallas when I did what I had to do?
You
witnessed that?
If Shady tells you something that he did in the league, he's usually right. So, yeah.
I can tell I'm by Emmanuel's tone
that Shady's right.
He gets too excited. Look how excited he is.
Oh, this is getting crazy.
The suspense is killing me. I'm so excited.
Frank Gore had 9,786 yards.
That's my dog.
And LeSean McCoy led the decade with 10,000.
Let's go!
Take it easy.
Take it easy! All right, the Jets, they are turning the page for season two with Aaron Rodgers. When I tell y'all they've made huge additions, family, some of the best in football. Mike Williams, big-time receiver from the Chargers, he's joined there. Hassan Reddick from the Eagles, he's fifth in the National Football League in sacks over the last 5 years. 10 sacks each of the last four seasons. He joined the squad. Reddick already said, quote, "I don't think people are ready for what's going to happen in New York," close quote. Joy Taylor, are you back on this Aaron Rodgers Jets bandwagon?
I have never been on this ride. Oh, that's actually not true.
Yeah.
I was on this ride for 1 year in 2010. You. It was a very nice ride.
The Jets
very
ride.
Very smooth.
Dang.
All the way to the AFC Championship game. Mm. And then some things happened. Mm-hmm. You remember that, you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I'm not getting back on, though. I do like that they are building a team, though, and not the Aaron Rodgers Express. That's exciting.
Very true.
That they're actually putting together an actual NFL squad and not giving a list of people and having Aaron Rodgers check off whether he likes them being there or not. I'm not doing anything with the Jets until I see it in real life. It sounds good. That no one is ready. Mm-hmm. Okay. I will be the last person in line. I do not wait in lines. It's not my thing, Shady. I'm not really into lines. I guess how do we get to the front of this line and get in immediately? I'm not trying to stay on the sidewalk.
Know who we got to pay.
I'm not even going if it's
Super
not
Bowl. We ain't waiting on line.
No
I said you were like,
zero
oh my
line,
gosh,
no lines. Okay, it's not my thing.
Let's get
for
it.
This, I will be the last person in line, the last person in. I will stand out in the cold because I am not getting on this ride.
Oh,
no,
man.
Thank you.
You know, me and the kids and the family, we been a little while, but we went to, Disneyland and all that. And we get, one of those private dudes take you on. So you can get on the ride as many times as you want. You ain't got to wait in line. That's me.
Good investment. That's a good investment.
That's me. I just keep on jumping on, man. My dude 12 there, I'm going to keep on riding. I'm going to keep on going on this ride over and over again. I'm on it. They have done everything they needed to do on paper.
Yeah.
If everybody is healthy, me knowing and believing in my guy, Aaron Rodgers, I believe this team can do special things. I am along for the ride. You did what you had to do offensive line-wise. We don't know what you're going to do in the draft. You get you another big-time pass rusher. You get another big-time receiver to go on the other side of my man, Garrett Wilson. So for me, I am loving what they are doing. I'm on the ride. I've been on the ride.
Mm-mm.
2-5.
I never was on this Aaron Rodgers ride. I mean, I'm used to it. He's going to do great in the regular season. Postseason, you know what happens, right? I think at this point, we got to wait and see. When I first got to this show, I was like, yo, we got to stop talking about Super Bowls and these contenders. Like, we got to stop it because unless it's being done, we can't talk about it. It's only one guy that's getting championships done right now.
Patty.
That's Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. So all this other talk is good what they're doing. They're adding players. You said adding some players, right? It's getting better. Ain't this the Aaron Rodgers list? Hey, I like him. I played with him. He's a cool dude. He got me some good coffee. Let's sign him. It's no more of that. He's going out there getting some really good players, some pro bowlers, some all pros, right? Some good wide receivers. and one of the best pass rushers in football with Hassan Reddick. So they're making plays. I just got to watch and see. Because they fooled me before with this craziness. Mm. And everybody talks about all these other teams is getting better. We need to see it because one thing we know, that them Chiefs, no matter who's playing, if Andy Reid's there and Patrick Mahomes is there and Travis Kelce just comes back from Dayton and all that, and he's back playing, they going to win games. So until that happens, I can't really root for nobody
Taylor
else.
Taylor Swift officially named a billionaire by Forbes today. So.
Hey, man, you surprised? Hey, look, man, that's a smart man. Look, he won a championship and he got with a billionaire. You think he ain't? Man, he calculated. Hello.
Hello. All right, family, when we return, Caitlin Clark has found a way to get herself and her team back to the Final Four. But does she need a ring to cement her legacy as the greatest ever? That's next.
You think she is Swiftie?
She played like a Swiftie, don't she?
Caitlin Clark balled last night, family. 41 points, 12 dimes, 7 boards in the win to advance to the Final Four. Hawkeyes in the Final Four for the second straight season. But after the game, LSU coach Kim Mulkey, she had a ton of praise for Caitlin Clark. Y'all got to listen to, okay, I'm reading it, actually, not tossing the sound. She said, quote, "I sure am glad you're leaving, girl. You're something else. Never seen anything like it. I sure am glad you're leaving, girl. You're something else. Never seen anything like it." Shady, this might be my favorite question of the day. Caitlin Clark, you all right? Let me not steal any thunder from you. Does Caitlin Clark need a ring to cement her legacy as the greatest ever?
No. For what?
Greatest ever, Shady.
Yeah, I'm going to say greatest ever college player, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm saying yes. Mm. Everybody you're going to name me, right? I don't even know who you're going to name. Right, if I had to think about all the
Don't start stealing my thunder, because I ain't steal yours.
I don't know what thunder you're talking about. All I'm saying is all the great players, I don't know who you're going to name. I'll just say this. For all the great players you're going to name, probably, that her competition is, they probably are All-American. They probably play with other All-Americans. They probably play at a college that gets all the top recruits. Probably gets all the number one recruits. And in the schools you're probably going to talk about, that the girls you're going to talk about, they probably, every year, their team is one of the best teams in college basketball. I don't know who they are. Now, let's go to Caitlin here. Iowa. If you really watch the Iowa team, there's no other stars. There's no other players. Them girls is regular. And they got one elite superstar.
You get me every time with that regular.
I'm just keeping it honest, though. Come on. You playing regular. With... So my thing is this. What makes a great player or the GOATs are championships and accomplishments. I understand that. But when I look at Caitlin, she shows you accomplishments. She leads the points. What is it?
Mm-hmm. The NCAA. Assists.
Okay, all points. She's third in assists. She's doing these things, and she's doing it in Iowa. People think that this is the first year she's been great or the second year she's been great. No, she's been great her whole career. It's just that she didn't go to these big schools. She wanted to go to UConn. They didn't take her. Imagine a storyline if she had went to UConn. Oh, my God. She had championships, and they've been talking about her like she's the best to ever happen. And she's getting that same love, and she went to Iowa. So if you ask me if she had to prove anything without winning a championship, she doesn't. She's already did it.
I believe she has to get a ring, Joy Taylor. I believe Caitlin Clark needs a ring to be considered the great. The greats have rings, family. You want to talk college basketball, you want to talk the Carmelo Anthonys of the world, you want to talk professionally, it needs no introduction. You'll say the Michael Jordans, you'll say the Kareems, you'll say the LeBron Jameses. You want to talk the NFL, you'll say the Tom Brady's. You want to talk college football, you'll say the Cam Newtons, you'll say the Vince Youngs. You have to win a ring to be the greatest ever. Now, if I may address LaShawn McCoy's take, Caitlin Clark does play on a team that is more void of talent than other teams, of course. But I also think that supports her statistically. Let's think with our common knowledge or with our eyeballs. When Kevin Durant left OKC, he was averaging 25, 26, 25 when he joined Golden State. In OKC, he put up 32, led the league in scoring. He led the league in scoring 4 times in OKC. Goes to Golden State, he wasn't leading the league in scoring. Look at Dame Lillard's stats right now compared to his stats last year. Now to be on a team with Giannis. But when he was on a team by himself, look at what he does. Now, I will say, Caitlin won't win as many rings as my GOAT, Breonna Stewart, my GOAT of this generation. Won't win as many rings, but Shady, I need at least one. Joy, I need at least one. You can't have no team hardware and say that you are the GOAT. What you think?
I mean, I hear what Shady's saying, particularly when it comes to college sports, because the gap, we talked about this yesterday, the gap in the pros from the worst team to the best team is not that big. And we know that right. Because every year, one of the worst teams will beat one of the best teams or the best team throughout the course of the season because they're all professional. So even at the lowest, they're still one percenters of one percenters. That's not the same in college sports. So I do hear the curve of it all. But I still think in order to be considered the greatest, and because she's had multiple years to do it, I mean, she was in the national championship game last year. It's not like this is completely out of reach. It's not like this is some magical run. They were in the national championship game last year. They just avenged their national championship loss last night. So this is not out of reach for her to do. It's not like she's never had the opportunity to do it because she's had to carry a team that was that bad. You had the opportunity to do it last year. You just beat that team last night. So I think that an appropriate curve would be to win a championship. I would hear, okay, what she's done with lesser talent and the way that she plays, the talent that we see that she has, is to win one is bigger than the four for somebody who's played with better stars.
Yep. Okay.
I think that's an appropriate.
I agree with that.
I could hear that conversation. I do think that she, at the very least, needs to get back to the national championship game. When we're talking about individual talent, please, like, we can have that conversation all day. That's a bit more of a subjective conversation. I just think anytime we talk about the greatest of all time, they do have to win a championship. But I think that in some ways, this diminishes the accomplishments of players like a Breanna Stewart that have all this hardware and the greatness that they show.
And the greatness.
In some ways it does, because she doesn't have the same opportunity to play for a team like that, to see what she would do in that system with those other players, which would bring her stats down a bit, but I don't think it would bring her talent down in any way. So it is it's a bit of a subjective conversation, and in some ways the comparison obviously is the thief of joy, because we're watching this incredible all-time player who's done something that is astonishing. I mean, her leading all of NCAA basketball, men's and women's, in scoring alone, breaking Pistol Pete's record, is something that should just be in a category itself.
That's what I'm saying. Real quick, I'm not going to go, but like, she's been balling. For you to get the record of all time, and it's happened this year and last year. I think she got our attention these last 2 years, but she's been doing it.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, if you play for UConn, right, you don't think she'll be getting that attention? She'll be getting championships.
But she wouldn't have those records.
Why not? She's going to be scoring.
She got to distribute much.
Listen,
more.
Man, Breanna, she was scoring.
But think about Paige was cold back in 2019. Paige got hurt, obviously, but
she was all injured up. She was all banged
Paige
up.
She was
all injured up. But real quick, when Breanna left, what happened with UConn?
I believe
were they a bad team? Like, oh my God, they were bad. Were they? No. Before she was there, where were they?
Cold.
Nice. When this girl leaves Iowa, though, let's just keep it a bean real quick. When she leaves Iowa, what you think they're gonna be like? I want answers. No. This ain't no rhetorical. I want answers. What they're gonna be like?
Sorry.
They're not gonna be this good.
They definitely not gonna be this.
Y'all talking about the finals and championships. Yeah. This team's gonna be weak next year.
Yeah.
So when we talking about how great you are, that matters.
Yeah.
I'm taking a not a franchise, but a college, right? That nobody's known for basketball, and I'm making them great compared to these other schools that every year they're getting the best talent. The coach there, he's a god over there, right? He's always winning. Why is he always winning? He's the best talent. I'll let you go, but that has to matter though when we talk about the greatness.
I love your passion, my G. I love you.
Yeah, because I want, you know why? Because I want the pick. If you ask somebody right now, Reggie Bush is my dog.
Yeah.
If you say, who better Shady McCoy or Reggie Bush in college? Everybody in the world will say,
course,
Reggie Bush.
Of course.
If you ask who's better overall, they're like Shady McCoy. Now, if you put Shady McCoy at Pittsburgh and you put me on USC with all them All-Americans, what do you think is about to be happening? It's going to be me up there with the Heisman and all that.
That's going to be you.
That's what I'm trying to give you the example. Pittsburgh, now, we ain't lost two games last year.
Yeezy said it best. Guess we'll never know.
That is true.
You know, man, last year when I first joined this show, I was you. I would have been on your side, but all three of y'all told me championships matter. All three of y'all told me certain dudes, certain women can't sit at the same table as certain dudes if you ain't got these chips.
In the NFL,
These women that have these chips don't just got championships, Shady. The Candace Parkers, the Maya Moore, the Diana Taurasi's, these girls were ballers.
I told you you're gonna name them girls.
But they were ballers. Their team went to national championships and won. I don't care what school they were at, because of them. Mm-mm. Yeah, they had good talent around, but because of them the players that they were.
That is true.
So if you ask me if she needs a national championship to be the greatest, absolutely. Is she one of the greats right now? One of the most talented ever? Absolutely in the women's game. But when you talk about the greatest of all time and you talk about women with multiple national championships,
And in the record books for scoring and assists and all that as well, Shady, she cannot.
Shady, what would you do if I told you? What would you do if I told you UConn hasn't won since Breonna Stewart left? Would that change your opinion at all? Clearly, they've still been good. They're back in the Final Four
right
now.
They've been in 6 Final Fours since then, bro.
No doubt.
That matters.
But doesn't it matter that you won 4 times the 4 years Breonna Stewart's there? Breonna Stewart leaves. They don't win since. So clearly, not only was she a dog individually, like, I do agree with Joy that if we can now start proclaiming someone's the greatest ever without winning a ring, don't you think it undermines the value of rings?
No. First of all, I think college and pros is too different, because in the pros, it's no scholarships and all that. It's no, I could get the best player because I just know the high school coach or something like that. It's not that, right? NFL, you get drafted, so it's different. Yeah. Let's just take that out the way. Ooh, put that over there. Let's go back to college. What I'm saying is, for UConn, they've always been a great team. Before and after her, after next year, they're going to be great again. Because they get all the top talent. And one thing that you can always guarantee is that one of them powerhouses is going to be in the Final Four or the Elite Eight. It's going to happen. When you look at Iowa, they don't have that. If you take Breonna Stewart off that team, right? I don't know if they win a championship, but I know they're going to be a good team. I know that. If you take this girl... don't take her out the game, take her for a half. they probably won't win. So what I'm telling you is, that has to matter. When you're talking about scholarships, I can choose to go where I want to go. I can choose where I want to play it. That matters. You get all the best talent.
So would you have won a Heisman? Would you have won a Heisman at USC?
What you think? What you see what he was doing? I've been doing all that, but times 12. Talk about.
So basically, you just saying.
You a good player? Were you a good player?
I was a good player.
You take a dude like James Jones and you put him on USC. They had Dwayne Jarrett. He was All-American.
You're not getting them touches like that, though.
How you know, Bob? Well, he was getting...
Steve Smith, Dwayne Jarrett. You might have been in the slot, James.
No, I wasn't.
He going to get the ball.
And Reed told you that.
Rings? You going to get rings. You'll be a star. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. You got to think about that, though. Maybe I think that matters, though. Because in college, like, you can pick where you want to go, right? They had a little All-American brochure. They had the pictures in there. And it was like 15 girls. Out of 15 girls, 3 of them went to UConn. I'm thinking, like, look at this. Look at this. It's telling you that.
I understand what you're saying.
I agree where you're coming from.
I truly believe girls basketball is different, too. If you are the best player in the world in girls basketball, you should be able to get your team and win the national championship.
Can I say one last thing for relief? If you've been really following the basketball, it's crazy. I was just telling one of my good friends, I said, yo, you could tell the difference between the LSU basketball team and a team like Oregon, right? Oregon State, a North Carolina State, not North Carolina State, a Pittsburgh University. Small things. The coordination, right? Throwing a girl wide open pass, they juggling it, they dropping it, right? The way they dribble. You watch South Carolina, you watch LSU, it looks different. This is small, it looks different. So when you ask me about does it matter who you play with, absolutely. Even small things like layups. It's crazy, though. You think it's fun, you laughing, but, like, I watch some open layups. Like, yo, she just missed the open layup. Girls, like, from freaking LSU in South Carolina, they not missing layups. Right. They doing Euro steps. You get what I'm saying?
They did this.
Step back three. Like, I'm being serious, but all that stuff matters.
Yeah.
Where other teams, see that. So you telling me that it don't matter where you go to school, when you got all Americans? That's crazy.
So you saying she ain't even had to get to the NCAA tournament?
Man.
Her shooting and scoring.
Did you watch that girl? Did you watch her play?
I watched
you
her
know what it
night.
Is then. Did you know the answer?
But you saying.
She like Steph Curry out there with long hair.
And she ain't get to none of that. She the greatest of all time.
She like Steph Curry with long hair.
Man, you got to win championships. Right. If you the greatest of all time in college basketball, women's college basketball, win you a championship. Because you know what all the other greats did, Shady? Won championships.
And where did they go?
To the WNBA.
A lot of them on the same team.
Well, speaking of being great without a championship.
We didn't think she wasn't great.
Yo. He's an instigator, though.
Hell, Lamar Jackson's great. He hasn't won a championship.
But the way you said it, should have gotten that win, but don't really win.
Yo, that's next on Speak, fam. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, they are not taking it easy this offseason. Now, look, family, they got to the AFC Championship game last year. We thought they were going to get over the hump, but they once again fell short. But it was to the Chiefs. Now, look, they've added
Derrick Henry, superstar running back and the two-time MVP, allegedly will, quote, be a part of the architecture of the offense. Now, James, this is fascinating to me because he's a 6-7 year vet. He already been a part of the architecture of the offense, right? As your quarterback, you have a bunch of say-so in meetings. You have say in play and how they want to run the plays and what plays are called. Yeah. Offensive coordinators go up to the quarterback on Thursday or Friday practice and say, hey, what you like? Yeah. And that's what we're going to run with our first 15, if you will. So I don't know where I stand on this, but I'm excited to hear your answer. You expect Lamar's involvement to get the Ravens over that hump?
Well, this means nothing.
Oh.
This means absolutely nothing. The offensive coordinator is going to call the plays. Todd Monken, that's his name?
Yep.
He is going to call the plays. Will Lamar be like, hey, man, these are some of my favorites? Sure. This offense is not going to change. So are we expecting, oh, Lamar going to have some input, this offense is going to change? No. This offense is going to look the same way it did last year. They ran the ball the most out of anybody in the regular season. We wanted them to run it in the postseason. They might run it a little bit more in the postseason. But playing with Aaron Rodgers, Mike McCarthy was going to call his offense. Now Aaron Rodgers would come in there and say, hey, man, y'all get in here, receivers. These are the five plays I like. Y'all give me five of the plays that you guys are really comfortable with. Mm. Not no different crazy plays, just on Mike's radar to, hey, man, we really like these plays. You may like some other ones. We are really comfortable with these plays. Let's run these. But seeing an offense change just because you think he's going to have no input, no, it is not going to be like that. It will be some things, hey, coach, man, I'm really comfortable running these pass plays. Sure, let's get to those a little bit more. But him just putting his stamp on it and being able to design plays and all that, none of that is happening. So as a Baltimore fan, if you think that's happening, you're going to see the same offense.
Jory, where do you stand? You think this gets them over the hump?
No, because I agree with everything James just said. I don't think that Lamar Jackson is designing the offensive philosophy. I don't think that anything is going to dramatically change as far as their style of play. I think he's always had input on it. And because he is such a unique and dynamic player, you really don't have a choice but to have him involved in the architecture of the offense, because every quarterback don't look like that. Every quarterback doesn't do what Lamar Jackson does. And now you've added a dynamic runner to the dynamic that is going to change things slightly, but he's not going to run a completely new offense. So whatever they did last year without the additions that they have was good enough to get them to the AFC Championship game. Mm-hmm. I don't think much is going to look different. I think he's a great player, obviously a two-time MVP. I'm excited to see what the offense looks like this year with the addition of Derrick Henry, but I don't expect anything to be dramatically different.
Should we be excited, Shady, or is it going to be more of the same?
I mean, we should be excited. I don't know if they get over the hump. I mean, that team they had last year was phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Best team defense that you can ask for, right? You got some wide receivers finally, and then new offensive coordinator that's using your ability to throw the ball as well as run it. I don't think it gets any better. But I do love the fact that they're giving him the option to help out, right, to make a player comfortable. The most important player on a football team is the quarterback.
Yes, sir.
You make him comfortable, that's all the right ways to win. That takes me back to Tampa when you were talking about Aaron Rodgers and up and down 2020, we won a championship with Tom Brady and the Bucks. It was up and down with the offense. Guys are injured, you know, up and down, trying to find a new offense. He's been somewhere for 20 years with the Patriots, comes to a new team, so it's a new offense for him. But when we start really clicking at the bye week is when Brian Leftwich, the offense coordinator, and Bruce Arians, the head coach, and Tom Brady, they got together, right? Because it was a lot of that, hey, it's my offense type of thing. And Tommy's more laid back or whatever, you're the coach. But when they got together and said, listen, these are the plays I want to run. This is the style I want to play at. Can we mix up what you do special as Tom Brady, and then as the coach, Bruce Arians, and Brian Leftwich, let's do it together. Yeah. And that's when we started clicking. So I do think it will help the Ravens' offense, give you what Lamar Jackson likes and loves. Look at Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. Andy Reid, the way he coaches is different from how Patrick Mahomes came into the league from Texas Tech, right? Wow, loose cannon, right? What they call them dudes, gunslingers. He's that. Andy don't really like all that. But what he did was he took some of that stuff from Texas Tech that made him special, mixed it up with the West Coast offense and Andy Reid, what he likes to do, and that's what made these offense so special. So I think it will help out the Ravens' offense, and you add in the king, Derrick Henry, who's going to run that ball at a high level, but they're not going to beat the Chiefs.
And I think the main thing, too, is listen, right? Because all this sound pretty, your coach
sound
getting
great
up there,
sounds
Lamar going to be involved.
Lamar, what you think, Lamar?
Listen,
that sound good.
Because I remember with Coach Mike, we used to be out there at practice. We would run 1,000 plays at practice and run two of them in the game.
Talk
and
about
like,
it.
Coach, why are we out here running all these plays?
Repping all these plays for no
Aaron
reason.
Aaron will be like, come to the huddle. It's 3rd and 5. I know the call.
You already know
I'm
what it
staying
is.
Out here. It's Denver. I got to slant the DB no two. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, are you going to listen? Because a lot of these coaches is stubborn.
Yep.
My offense works. I'm going to run my plays.
I don't even know, James. I don't know that they're stubborn. I think we're all creatures of habit. We all do the same things on our show. Joy could literally probably give a take as if she were me if she had to. And I could do the same thing.
You know I can do you.
You want
to hear? Love them.
I think they just creatures of habit. Shay, you want to take it to break?
Now, real quick. 1,000 routes?
Bro, we would run 1,000.
See, that's why they can never win the postseason, because they was tired. Well, it makes sense.
I wanted the postseason.
Oh, it makes sense. Okay, so now it's not Aaron Rodgers. Okay, I got it. Now I got it.
All right, Bama, when we return, Devin Booker was on fire last night. Quietly dropped a 50-piece while we were watching Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese hoop it out. But are his sons legit title contenders? I think they are. That's next on Speak. Devin Booker, he was on a tear yesterday, family. 52 points, 8 three-pointers, and the Suns win over the Pelicans. Phoenix is now only one game behind the six-seeded Pelicans for playoff berth. Now, when we say playoff berth, we're talking about avoiding the play-in game. That's reserved for seeds 7 through 10. Joy, are the Suns, the Phoenix Suns, Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Bradley Beal's there too, are they legit title contenders?
Just a casual Bradley
Beal. Just a casual all-star, huh?
And a casual 52 from Book.
You did?
Yeah. They are contenders if they get past the play-in. And hopefully, obviously, their goal is to not be in that situation at all. But the way that this team is constructed, the scoring that they have, the experience that they have, both in coaching and on the court, I don't see how you wouldn't consider them to be in that situation. Now, obviously, we're still talking about the best of the best at the top, but these are very experienced postseason players that we're talking about with the Suns, and that is what something that matters to me. You don't play – this is a whole different season. When you get to the postseason, it is all – just forget – I don't care how many times you beat them during the regular season, what the regular season matchups were, their style of play, all that, how the matchups, how far you went down on the bench, all that gets shortened, all that gets adjusted. You're going to put matchups together that are specific for the teams that you're going up against, and the Suns know how to do that. And look, they got the God, and they got whatever we want to call Book, because that's like 52 points. Yeah. Like, it's like, oh, like, yeah, you put a 52. Ain't nothing.
I think they're legit. 2-5, Joy James. I think they're legit only because they are the one team I feel confident could beat the Nuggets.
Because they have beat them.
Because they have beat them. I mean, they're 2-1 this year. Obviously, Joy said the regular season isn't that relevant. I do agree. However, I'm looking back even last year for context clues. They at least took the Nuggets to 6.
Yeah.
It's more than anybody else can say.
And they better this year.
You feel me? They got Kevin Durant. I have really, with experience there this year. And you got other dogs. So I think they're legit. 2-5, what you say?
I mean, Devin Booker had 52. That just shows you, I mean, how good they are, right? And he's not even the best one. It's Kevin Durant, the God, right? And then you add in Bradley Beal, who we joke about, but he's really, really good. So they're gelling together at the right time. I mean, I don't think nobody wants to see this team in the playoffs.
Nope.
Just because of the matchups. Man. Like, I mean, imagine being a coach and have to get a defensive strategy to stop these dudes, right? They get a bucket any time.
Anytime you won't.
I just, I don't know, man. I think they can beat the Nuggets. I'm saying that. To do it is another thing. But we'll see. I think any team has a chance to do it out there, I would say the Suns.
I mean, they got 2 all-stars and just another dude in Bradley. They got 3 all-star scorers, man. I'm not scared of the Thunder if Kevin Durant and Booker and Bradley Beal got...
At all.
They've shown that you can't be... You ain't got to be scared of the Nuggets because they 2-1 versus them. I'm not scared of Minnesota. Mm-hmm. They have the ability to beat any of these top teams in the West. And we will not be surprised if they do. So with me saying that, they are dangerous. This team right here at any given time, it could be Book for 52, KD for 52, Bill for 40. They have everything you need. And not only that, you're getting so much good basketball from Grayson Allen.
True.
Like, these dudes, they have a good basketball team, and it's starting to gel together.
And another thing is, like, I feel like they're floating under the radar. Right? When Kevin Durant came there and they added Bradley Beal, like, yo, they got to win.
Yeah.
We ain't been saying, nobody's been saying that. So now if you have a team with all this talent that's supposed to win, but nobody's talking about it, that's easier to win games. So I like the situation. I just think that that big guy in Denver.
Hey, he 2-1 there.
Versus right? He's still there.
2-1.
The Western Conference playoffs will be a sight to behold the entire time. Anyway, when we return, we got a little fun to have on set. That's next on Speed.
Why we ain't do the
Only one way for us to end this show, and that is with highlighting an individual whose birthday was recently. Man. That's the one and only J.J. James Jones, Super Bowl champ, touchdown receiving leader in 2012, reception leader. Happy birthday.
Happy 40th birthday.
I appreciate y'all, family. I appreciate y'all.
Now,
you had to give us a speech privately, James. What would your public speech to the world be?
Man, my public speech to the world, man, be yourself. No, I'm playing, man. I love all y'all, just like I said to me, man. I love all y'all. Appreciate y'all tuning in to speak, man, watching us, because my boy just texted me right now and said, Shady killed y'all on that segment with Caitlin Clark. I said, she ain't got no chip, though, dog.
Now, my parents are proud of me. I'm going to say this on air.
There we go.
You turn 40 today, and I would not argue with you.
You crazy. I'm going to argue with 40-year-old.
I respect my elders. If you turn 40, I can't argue with you, though.
That's going to last one day.
So how was the conversation?
We're going to talk with respect. Hey, James, I like your take. You know what I mean? I disagree with you, but hey, man, you know.
There you go. No argument, though. You just go. So you're going to lower your tone.
Bro, you're 40. I can't even.
Don't look at it like that.
Nah, I'm saying you are what you are. So I apologize if I ever got out of line because.
I appreciate that, dog. It took you that long, bro.
Okay, speaking of that game, Iowa versus LSU, 12.3 million viewers. For context, last year's national championship game did 10 million viewers, 9.9. It did 12.3.
So the whole world see how bad Kim coached.
Oh.
That means all the millions see how bad the LSU coach Kim how bad she coached. Makes sense.
No adjustments.
She was awful.
Iowa was still going to win, though, y'all.
And she can't. You can't dress in your bad coach. She just, you know what? It's time to move on.
She can't dress neither.
You see what she wearing?
But did y'all see the video of her dapping up the dude as she walked in the stadium, though?
She had that crazy color she wearing?
No, I ain't seen it. I'm going to send it to you. Hey, that's impressive.